You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Marquise. Are you currently need a roadside assistance?
Yes.
All right, what's your name?
I'm calling for a friend of mine. She's actually in an appointment right now. It's Haley Farris, H-A-L-E-Y, F-A-R-R-I-S.
What's her telephone number?
Hold on 1 second. Oh, no, it could have been a different way. Hold on. 512-426-0156.
All right, and we can send her a text message in reference to the services. Is that okay? It'll just let her know how long it'll take for someone to come.
Okay, but I can still set it up, though, because she's actually in with a doctor's appointment right now. I just wanted to get things moving while she was there.
Do you have her member ID number?
I have the VIN number of the vehicle.
We can try that. What's the VIN number?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me... Okay, it's W A is an apple, 1LFA is an apple again, FP6. C A is an apple, 139516.
What's the address on the policy?
I don't know where she was living at the time when she made it. It might be her Austin address. It might be her College Station address.
Does it have it on the insurance information?
I'm not sure. You weren't able to find the policy?
No, I have her policy, but we just have to, for verification purposes, for security reasons, we just have to verify that she is who she says she is. And even though you're calling in for her, we still have to verify the address.
Okay, it's something Pheasant something or other.
You know the street name?
I thought it was like, it's something with an animal.
Do you know what city she stays in?
Oh, College Station.
Yeah, that's not what we have. This is different.
Oh, let me see. When she bought this car, let me think about this. Where was she living? Is it Cedar Park address?
Yes.
Elena Loop?
No. It's in Cedar Park, but that's not what it is.
Trying to remember. Where was she? Oh, that was that apartment building. Oh, God. Hold on. Yeah, let me see if I have that in my map destinations. That's when she was living, right? But it is showing Cedar Park. Is it showing, what was that other street? We have to get there by 3:30 for them to be able to diagnose it today. Is there any way you can give me a hint? And I'd probably know it right away.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me now?
No, I can.
Okay, yeah, so it's 701 for the street number. That's about as much as I probably can give you.
Okay. But it wasn't Elena Loop.
No.
No.
Does she have her phone? Can you text her?
Yeah, hold on. Let me try patching her in the call. Yeah. Oh shoot. Hey, Hallie. Is this your voicemail? I think I got your voicemail. Yeah. I'm just leaving her a voicemail. Yeah. Shoot. I mean, I guess I'll have to call back when she gets out of the appointment.
Okay, I'm sorry, but we just have to verify that information for security purposes. If you can verify before she comes out, then just give us a call back. We have her policy information in here. We just have to do this for security reasons.
Okay, actually, it probably makes it easier if I knew her policy number, and then that way they could look it up faster. Do you know what that is?
Say it again.
Her policy number?
Oh, no, sir. I don't know what it is. It pulled up with her name.
Oh, got it.
I'm sorry. Not with her name, but with her VIN number. Remember, you gave me the VIN.
Okay. I think we're leaving her a really long voicemail here. Okay, we'll call back.
Oh, okay. All right. Have a good day.